On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom from Selling Sunset on Netflix, Heather Rae Young. Welcome to the show, Heather. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. So yesterday I was talking to Perlina Igbokwe, the president of NBC Studios, and Tracy Wigfield and the people all ahead of Peacock. The reason I'm telling you this is because they were all in a very heated discussion. I go over, I go, damn, what's going on? They were talking about Selling Sunset. And the thing, I go, oh my God, I thought this was like a whole power meeting. So you got big fans, just so you know, over on
arguing about? What was the big discussion?
About whether they like Chrishell or not. And then they felt bad for her because she got dumped or something. I don't want to talk out of pocket, but it was something along those lines.
Her ex filed for divorce through a text message.
So. Oh, that's cold as ice. That is cold as ice. I mean, I don't even know the particulars, but that doesn't seem very nice. Am I wrong or was it?
Yeah, it was wrong for sure. They were together for like 6 or 7 years.
You can't do them dirty like that. That's absolutely. I'm getting invested now. Look at this. I found myself in the middle of this. Anyway, where are you speaking to me from right now at the moment?
I'm in Anaheim at my fiance's office, his real estate office. So I come here to do my podcast and do my interviews because it's just way better than being at home with the kids.
Well, congratulations on the upcoming marriage. And you really are a real estate agent. This isn't like, we aren't casting reality, or pardon me, realtors here. This is, you're real estate agents.
Yeah, we are. I've been a real estate agent for almost 6 years. I actually just closed on a house yesterday.
Nice.
I just closed on another $3.1 million listing down in Newport. So I'm down in Newport Beach now full time, but I go up to LA to work. So I'm back and forth a lot. And I do a lot of FaceTime calls now. So with my clients so far, and also because of the virus. So I've been kind of like switching things up how I do real estate, but I am a real estate agent. Yes.
Good for you.
And fiance too, right?
I'm a real fiance. Yes.
No, no.
not a real fiance. He's in the business.
He's in the business. Yes. So that's good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my fiance is on HGTV, Flipper Flop and Flipping 101. So really exciting. We're in the same business and we didn't meet through that. Actually, we met like totally separate, but we're in the same business, so it works out.
That did work out. Well, let me take this opportunity to ask something on a personal level here, since you're in the real estate business. Has this pandemic, how has it affected the prices, and are the interest rates really down? Is it a good time to buy, a good time to sell? What's the deal?
Yeah, the interest rates are super low, so it is a good time to buy, but there's not a lot of inventory, especially here in California. Like, I'm looking for clients, and we're getting outbid. So, like, we'll go in and we'll put an offer in. It's, like, 8 offers, multiple, like, over asking. So, it's not a lot of inventory right now. So, hopefully, that will get a little bit better, but I mean, prices are great right now. It's a good time to buy if you want to pay full price for something. If you want to get a deal, I would suggest waiting.
Okay, good advice. Thank you very much. How long?
It's hard to say, honestly. I think there's going to be a shift probably within the next like 6 months. I think when everything gets caught up from what we've been dealing with for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think people are realizing what's going to happen. I mean, I can't predict everything, but I think there is going to be a shift.
Okay, good to hear. Well, congrats on season 3 of Selling Sunset. I know it just recently debuted. What's going on with you as we enter the season?
Yeah. So it was, season 1 and season 2, like we didn't really, well, season 1, like when we started filming, like none of us have done this before. We didn't know if it was going to be a hit or not a hit. It was on Netflix. We're like, is a reality show going to do well? It ended up doing good. So we got a season 2, we got a season 3. Season 3 just like blew up and it's really incredible. We're hoping to get a season 4. It's looking really good. We're kind of, hopefully in discussions very soon, but I can't say like anything more than that. We just haven't officially heard yet, but it's looking good.
And for those who aren't familiar, would you describe it as like a Vanderpump Rules, but in the real estate world?
You know, we're all in the same office. So like we have a really big family dynamic and, you know, we have a lot of egos, like being in this business, we have strong egos and strong personalities. So it's like a family vibe mixed with real estate. And I think less drama than Vanderpump Rules. Some might disagree with that, but it didn't start with a lot of drama. But, we put a bunch of girls together and we just like, we fight. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
Did you know any of them prior? Or?
Yeah, we all started working together. So I've been at the Oppenheim Group since 2015 and most of the girls were there at the same time. Mm-hmm. Only Chrishell was brought on, but she was working at a different office. So we were all in the same office together and I've known them for, 6 years. Some of them, they've known each other for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what's been coming up. People are like, oh, they're not real agents. They were you know, cast it. And we're like, no, we weren't. Like, they came to us and wanted to pitch a show. And we actually turned down a bunch of other offers for shows because we didn't want it to interfere with our real jobs. And then when Adam DeVillo came and presented the premise of the show, you know, Jason and Brett, my bosses, the owners of the Oppenheim Group, they were like, you know, this could be good for women empowerment, showing the women in business. And so we ended up shooting the pilot and it got picked up.
And it worked out well. I mean, I think people think that because it does look like you casted all these pretty girls as real estate agents, but apparently you're legit. So kudos.
We are legit. They just like pretty girls in the office, I guess.
Yeah. I get it. I read that you said being a future stepmom is the hardest job you've ever had. What's the most difficult?
You know, I give all the moms props. Like, this is something that I fell in love with Tariq so fast. And, you know, he had two kids. It never even crossed my mind that I was becoming a stepmom. It was just like, I was so in love with him. So I accepted everything that came along with that. And I'm really hands-on with the kids. I wasn't as hands-on for the first maybe like 5 or 6 months because I was filming and I was so busy. And, you know, we had help, and like, I just chose, like, I wanted to be hands-on with them. Like, they're going to be my stepkids. Like, I adore them. I love them. And so I'm really hands-on with them and juggling real estate and juggling interviews and everything else I have going on. And it is hard. I'm not used to this. I'm still getting used to it. And I'm exhausted every single day. And
how many kids and how old?
Two kids. His son just turned 5. His daughter's turning 10 in 2 weeks.
Hmm. Good luck. Yeah. I got kids that age, so.
She's already like, you know, diva. They're both like super smart, like strong personalities. Yeah. And they test me for sure, but they also respect me and they love me. So we have a really great relationship, but it's hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Do you plan to have kids of your own?
Right now, no. I don't think if I do, it would be a couple of years, but Tariq and I are both on the same page and we're happy. We're fulfilled. I think adding on another baby would just, I'd be too stressed. I wouldn't be able to focus on my relationship. And like, Tariq is so important to me that I want to make sure that he's number one and everything else I can focus on aside from that, but he's number one to me.
Wow. Lucky guy.
Yeah.
Chrishell's joined the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Have you seen her dance?
She is. See, I didn't even know that. That's news to me.
Really? You didn't know that? Yeah. She is. She's going to be hoofing it up.
You know, I danced with her at Mary's wedding. It was in season 2. Her and I, you know, had some champagne. We were down on the dance floor, so I think she has a good chance.
Okay, all right. Nice.
Fun. I'm gonna go watch her. That's exciting.
Yeah, you can go and be in the audience there. Very cool.
Maybe I'll be next.
There you go. All right, Heather. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. What's your favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Ooh. The Office.
Oh, okay. Did you do the whole Did you do the whole show?
All of it. Loved it. Ugh.
Did you cry in the finale?
I did not cry in the finale. I was just like, I want more.
Everyone saw Frasier.
You're no fan.
I'm watching Parks and Rec now too. Like, okay. I feel like Parks and Rec was, I think, before The Office, and I kind of flipped them, but I'm loving Parks and Rec.
I cried at the premiere of that.
Okay.
What?
he's a little sensitive.
Okay. I see that.
Go-to karaoke song.
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Hit Me Baby. There you go. Do you do it with the choreography?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Celebrity crush growing up.
Tariq El Moussa. No, let's see. Probably Leonardo DiCaprio, because I love Titanic.
Okay. What would your dream listing be?
Oh, gosh, I would love to get a $30 million, probably $30 million and up. That would be my dream. I have not gotten there yet. My highest has been almost $10 million. So I need to get a big one.
That sounds pretty big to me, but we'll go bigger.
I'm not the top in the office, so I want to get there.
Got it. Well, I hope to be your client in that. Mario, I love that. I hope to get there.
So when you get there, you better call.
You got it, Heather A. Young. You got it. Well, nice to meet you and to chat, and congratulations on everything. And listen, watch Selling Sunset on Netflix. Heather, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mario. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.